Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show
with Visit Pennsylvania. Sport, music, and food is just a flight away. Go to visitpa.com.
Now we're looking back on the weekend in sport and looking forward to another crucial match against Armenia. I'm joined by Colin Buig, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now let's start with Friday. There was some action on Friday night.
It was, yes. I was dual screening this, actually. It's quite difficult to do this, but there were two good games to watch. So Shamrock Rovers expected to be coronated League of Ireland Premier Division champions at home to the current champion, Shelburne. And they are still the current champions, Pat, because they went and won 1-0 in Tallaght. And Shelburne were just about deserving winners. They were far superior in the first half. Rovers had made some changes in force through a couple of players being away on international duty. But Shell should have been about 2 or 3 up at halftime when they're only 1 up. And then Shamrock Rovers had a trio of headers in injury time in this game. Had one of those three headers gone in,
we had a draw.
We would have been talking about the new champions.
Now, Joey O'Brien, he said about his team, Shells, he said it was a performance of champions, rubbing it in.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what I really liked too, which is unusual? His pre-match comments. Usually I don't read much into them with the managers. But he said, we want to still be champions this weekend. And of course, they have European qualification to contend with as well. So they actually play Cork City tonight in Turner's Cross. Shamrock Rovers have another opportunity to win the league on Friday coming. They go to St. Patrick's Athletic. So they're almost certainly going to win the league. It'll be a catastrophic collapse. It'll be like Europe against America in the Ryder Cup recently, had that actually gone the whole
way. Now, obviously, we're so disappointed about Portugal. I mean, we fought well, defended well, and then a sucker at the end.
Yeah, horrible, horrible, because it was an admirable performance by the Republic of Ireland. I think fours and fives are being thrown around like they were going out of fashion last week in terms of predictions for the scoreline. And look, another night it could have been. Cristiano Ronaldo hits the post in the first half. He's another couple of opportunities. Ireland had two shots all game. I can only remember one of those shots, which is Jason Malumbi's speculative effort from distance. The winners of the match were deserved, but we just had to wait for a long time for the
goal. There's a great shot of Caoimhín Kelleher celebrating saving a penalty.
Oh, it's amazing. It was.
And Ronaldo's disappointment.
I mentioned the Ryder Cup there. It was like Shane Lowry celebrating on the green, only jumping up euphoric. It was a brilliant save with his foot because it was an unjustified penalty decision. In my opinion anyway, it looked like it hit Dara O'Shea's chest, that shot.
We played a clip of Seamus Coleman earlier talking about his difficulty in conversing with the referee, who seemed to have no bother talking to Bruno Fernandes at all.
Exactly.
And I presume the language is English. I don't suspect ref does not have Portuguese.
I don't think the communication issue was language based. Yeah, it seemed to be a status driven.
He was in awe of Bruno.
I looked like it. I mean, look, this referee is experienced, but that was his first time refereeing Ronaldo. So I think there might have been a "this is a story to tell my grandkids" vibe to him. Look, he still gave Ireland frees. I mean, he penalised Ronaldo at one point for fouling Malumbi, but the big decisions, I look like he was slightly favouring Portugal. It's not the reason that Ireland lost the game, but it was certainly frustrating.
Staying with soccer for a moment, and the Schalke fans in Dublin, some of them disgraced themselves.
Yeah, there was clips of this online. You'll see it if you go on your social media accounts. You'll see a gang of Schalke fans walking through Dublin city centre, not really caring about the pedestrians or civilians that might get in the way of them. So there's a bit kind of untoward footage of one person lying on the ground, and the Schalke fans certainly aren't helping him. Now, I say Schalke fans, there are supporters online who are Schalke fans who claim no connection with these people, to say they're not real supporters of the club. So they were in town for a friendly against Bohemians. Game finished 3-2. Was an entertaining match, but there were bad scenes, and you'll see them online.
Now, you mentioned you were dual screening on Friday night because Munster were in action.
Yes.
So they beat the URC, and they managed to win.
Yeah, I mean, you're contorting your face, and that's the correct that's the correct review of the game. 2019, they beat Edinburgh. Like, I think the only reason Edinburgh didn't win this game, Pat, which they did in February in Cork against Munster, is their discipline. They had four players sin binned, including two at the same time in the first half, and that's when Michael Milne went over. But look, Munster scored four tries and they won the game and they got their bonus point, and they had another try disallowed at the end, Gavin Coombs. But it was a real sloppy display and it was really porous in defence again. But on paper, Clayton McMillan's been perfect so far, 3 from 3.
Leinster back on form.
31-5, they beat the Sharks at the Aviva Stadium. Josh van der Fleer captaining Leinster for the very first time.
And scoring a try.
Yeah, scoring his try, and 5 different try scores for Leinster. So that's looking good. Robbie Henshaw picked up a knock. That's the only concern heading into the Munster match at Croke Park this weekend. Ulster had a really good win as well. They beat the Bulls 28-7 and Connacht lost 14-8 to Cardiff.
Lee.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Sport, music and food is just a flight away. Go to visitpa.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.